This is the story of four Vietnam veterans from the West Medford community.
My name is John Webster. I was in the United States Air Force. I was a sergeant with the 3rd Security Police Squadron in Vietnam and the 633rd in Vietnam. I was 21 years old when I went to Vietnam. I grew up in the city of Somerville, and I went into the Air Force in 1966. And in 1967, November 15th, 1967, I landed in Vietnam. Presently, I work as a veterans agent for the city of Malden.
Paul Edward Pina. I was a E-4 buck sergeant in the United States Air Force between 1967 and 1971. Two tours in Southeast Asia, first one in Vietnam, second one in Thailand, supporting the Vietnam War. Got out in 1971 after doing 4 years of active duty service.
My name is Lee Enos, and I was in the service from 1971 to 1975. I was in the Air Force Security Police Branch. But just so you know, I wasn't in Vietnam. I was in the service during the Vietnam conflict.
Okay.
But I never went into the country itself. I traveled around. I ended up, first out of country tour was in Turkey. And then I came back and they put me up in New Hampshire. And then I went temporary duty up to Goose Bay, Labrador. And then I came back to New Hampshire and I finished up my time there.
Okay, I'm Edward F. O'Brien, Jr. from Medford. I grew up in Medford my whole life, and I'll be 56 years old in a couple of days. I enlisted in the Army for 2 years in 1971. And I was one of the last ones in Vietnam as a combat soldier. In 1972, I was with the 1st Cavalry Division. So I did 6.5 months in Vietnam and I came home in August of 70. I was a sergeant and it was quite an experience.